So today's daf requires a little bit of an introduction. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had a Mishkan. In fact, there are five parashiyos in the Torah that are dedicated to discussing the Mishkan. Parashas Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they took the Mishkan with them. In fact, they had the Mishkan until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, and he built it 480 years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, or 440 years from when they entered Eretz Yisrael. If the Yidden had the Mishkan throughout their time in the Midbar, plus the 440 years when they entered Eretz Yisrael prior to when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that means that in totality, the Yidden had the Mishkan for 479 years. What's the cheshbon? The Mishkan was built the second year that they were in the Midbar. They had it then for the 39 years in the Midbar, plus they had it for the 440 years when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Yidden didn't need the Mishkan anymore. Some of the Kelim of the Mishkan were taken and incorporated into the Beis HaMikdash, but at this point, moving forward, they would no longer need the Mishkan. Now they would have the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. It was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. The Yidden ended up in Babel for 70 years. Then they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Ezra, and the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So the Yidden had a Mishkan first for 479 years, then they had Bayis Rishon, which stood for 410 years. Then they had the second Beis HaMikdash, which stood for 420 years. We always speak out, the Chasam Sofer, in the beginning of Parashas Pekudei, in Teiras Moshe, he quotes from Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. And Parashas Pekudei is the fifth of the five parashas in the Torah that deal with the Mishkan. And that first pasuk is very much a summation of all the inyanim related to the Mishkan. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edo, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the word Mishkan is begematria 410, which is the equivalent of the 410 years that the first Beis HaMikdash stood. Ha-Mishkan is begematria 415. It's Mishkan plus He. If you take the five oisiyas, He, Mem, Shin, Kuf, Nun, you have 415 plus 5, which is 420, which is the equivalent of the 420 years that the second Beis HaMikdash stood. Incidentally, the Chasam Sofer says that why would the Torah be Merames Bayesheni 415 plus 5? Just give me a number that equals 420. He says it's a remes to what the Gemara says in Yuma Chafalaf on the days, that there were five things lacking in Bayesheni that the Yidden had during Bayes Rishon. That's why we mentioned 420, but more 415 plus 5. And then Ha'edos, the word Ha'edos is written in the Torah Chaser, He Ayin Dalet Saf, which is 479, and that's a remez to the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan. So says the Chasam Sofer, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos, HaMishkan is 420, that's a remez to Bayis Sheni, Mishkan is 410, that's a remez to Bayis Rishon, and Ha'edos is 479, and that's a remez to the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan. But what we need to know for today's daf is that the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan did not always have the same status. In other words, not all tkufos of the Mishkan were created equally. And really, in order to understand this better, we have to take one step backwards. So the Mishkan, in totality, existed for 479 years. However, it can very easily be broken up into different phases. The first phase was the 39 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was stationed in Gilgal. It was in Gilgal for 14 years. It was there for the Zayin Shekofshu and the Zayin Shechalku. It took 14 years until the dust settled on all the wars and all the distribution of the lands, and it was during those 14 years that the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Once the land was settled and all the Shvatim went to take their Nachla, the Mishkan moved and went to Shiloh, and it remained in Shiloh for 369 years. This is a sometimes forgotten fact. The Mishkan stood in Shiloh almost as long as Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash stood. It was there for 369 years. Shiloh was destroyed. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud discusses why Shiloh was destroyed. And after Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan then moved to Noiv. From Noiv, it went to Givon, Noiv Irak Hayanim. And then eventually, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and it was no longer necessary to have the Mishkan. But the point is that the Mishkan itself traveled, and there were different phases of it. 39 years in the Midbar, 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years of Shiloh, and then 57 years where it was in Noiv and Givri. The halachic status of the Mishkan was fundamentally different when it was in Shiloh versus when it was in all the other places. How so? When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was considered to be kavua. It was considered to be established. When it was in Gilgal, when it was in Noiv, and when it was in Givin, it was considered to be more temporary. L'may nafgemina? Here's the nafgemina. Once upon a time, a Yid was able to bring a carbon on a bama. And the truth is, a bama is lahavdol, like a grill. You could have a bama in your backyard, and if you decide that you want to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any carbon that's ba b'nederu b'nedava, an oil or shlamim, in theory, you'd be able to be makriv on your bama, and that's something that you would be able to do. Now, you'd have to get a bechor to do the avodah for you. There's a shulchan aruch of how you bring a carbon on a bama. But high level, there was a concept of being able to bring a carbon on a bama. Now, that's pasha when there was a beis hamikdash, you couldn't bring a carbon on a bama. If somebody would bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, he'd be Chayiv Karis. It's what we know as Shchutei Chutz, Halas Chutz. There's a whole perek in Kachem called Perek HaShoichet VaHamayla, second perek called Paras Chatas, that deals with these halachas. Some of the most severe punishments mentioned in the Torah come for someone that brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But that was only true when there was a Beis HaMikdash. What about when there was a Mishkan? Was a person able to bring a carbon on a bama? So it depended. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Mishkan was considered to be kavua. And when the Mishkan was kavua, you couldn't bring a carbon on a bama. When the Mishkan was not in Shiloh, whether when it was in Gilgal, whether when it was in Noiv and Givin, at that point there was no iser to bring a carbon on a bama. So a fundamental difference between Mishkan Shiloh and the other renditions of Mishkan. Mishkan Shiloh was kavua. It was a quasi Beis HaMikdash. As a result, you had the halachas of Shchutei Chutz, or at the very least, you weren't allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. When the Mishkan was merely in Gilgal and Noiv and Givin, at that point there was no iser for a person to bring a carbon on a bama. Not just that, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Mizbeach, let's just focus on the Mizbeach, had a din of a regular Mizbeach. It was a Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was a Mizbeach. When the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when it was in Noiv and Givin, the Mizbeach didn't even have a din of a Mizbeach. We're going to learn a Mishnah right now, where the Mishnah is going to refer to that Mizbeach as a Bama Gedoyla. That's a Chiddush, Bama Gedoyla. Bama is what you think of as a personal place where a person might want to bring a carbon. But when the Mishkan was in its temporary state, it didn't have a full status of Mishkan. As a result, the Mizbeach didn't have a full status of Mizbeach. And by the way, just to be clear, this Mizbeach that the Yidden brought Karbonus in Gilgal and brought Karbonus in Noivah Givin, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach that was built by Bitzal. That's what the Mizbeach was. And Afal Pi King, that Mizbeach had a din not of a Mizbeach, quote unquote, but rather a din of a Bama Gedoyla. Now, Bama Gedoyla is different than your regular Bama, which is called a Bama Gedoyla. It's not exactly the same Bama, but the point is that the Mishkan, when it was in Shiloh, had a din of a proper Mishkan. As a result, the Mizbeach was a Mizbeach. As a result, you were not allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama. When the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when it was in Noiv and Givin, it did not have a din of a proper Mishkan. The Mizbeach had a din of a Bama Gedoyla, and at that point, it was a Heter Bamas. If somebody wanted to bring a carbon on a Bama Katana, this was something that he was allowed to do. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Bamas, so it's just worth chasming over another thing that we've mentioned many times over the years, and that is that what was the whole concept of bringing a carbon on a Bama? So Remeir Simcha in Meshech Chachma, in his Akdama to Sefer Vayikra, says something very gishmak. We know there's a machloikas Rambam and Ramban why there's a parasha of Karbanis. The Rambam says in the Meir Nevuchim that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Karbanis is not because he needs our Karbanis, not because he wants our Karbanis. Loma li roiv zevcheichem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yeshaya. He doesn't really need our Karbanis ever. Even when we're doing the right thing, he doesn't really need it. So the Rambam says, so why did Hashem give us a mitzvah of Karbanis? He says, because the Yidden that left Mitzrayim, the Yidden that stood at Har Sinai and said Nasav and Ishma, had been steeped in the culture of Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, it was very commonplace to offer sacrifices to a deity. And says the Rambam, it was important for the Yidden to have a mitzvah of bringing karbanos because in their mind, that was their way of relating to Avodas Hashem. He says a lashon also that it was almost like a kosher outlet because here they want to express this hergish of bringing some sacrifice. The problem is, it's Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to do that. So the Torah says, no worries, here you're going to have a kosher way of doing it, and that's going to be the way to do it. The Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, brings the Rambam and he screams at the Rambam and he says, L'shoinus, that the Rambam almost never says in his Pirush HaLaTorah. He says, how could the Rambam say something like this? The Rambam's turning the Mizbeach into a Shulchan Megu'ol, into some disgusting thing that really is Avodah Zarah, but whatever. And the Rambam says, besides, it says in the Torah that a carbon is a Reach Nichayach. It says a Kadosh Baruch Hu has enough from a carbon. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has enough from a carbon, so obviously there must be something to it. And this is the famous Machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, and everyone struggles to understand what does the Rambam mean. Does he mean what he literally said, or maybe there's a deeper meaning? Chassam Sofer in a place says that the Gemara says throughout Kachin that Rav Shimon says that any Kohen that's not Moiden da Avoida, in Loi Chelik ba Avoida. If a Kohen doesn't admit, he doesn't believe in the Avoida, he can't do the Avoida. So Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean he doesn't believe in the Avoida? If he doesn't believe in the Avoida, he's a Kofer. He's in a Moida ba Avoida. So Chassam Sofer says, I think what it means is that any Kohen that thinks that Pshad and the Avoida is the posh Pshad and the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim is an Ein Loi Cheluk B'Avoida. That's a very sharp Chassam Sofer. But either way, so this was the machloikus between the Rambam and the Ramban. Zokr Meir Simcha, that Ani Akoton, I want to be Machriya. Maybe it could be Machriya between the Rambam and the Ramban. That when it comes to bringing karbonis on the Mizbeach, then it's like the Ramban. Then the yesoid of karbonis are Reach Nichayach. That's what a carbon is all about. But when a comes to bringing karbonos on a bama, says Rameir Simcha, maybe a bama is different. And maybe when it comes to a bama, the bama is not Reach Nichayach, and it's not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has anything from it. So why would he allow you to, on a Sunday afternoon, bring a carbon in your backyard because the weather is nice? That must be like the Rambam says in the Meir Nevuchim. It's because there was an idea of let a person express on some level this need that he has to be able to bring a carbon. And Rameir Simcha says, Lefi zeh, it's moirdik, because the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim, Reach Nichayach b'mizbeach, the Ein Reach Nichayach b'bama. Says Rameir Simcha, the Hein Ein Advarim. Because on the Mizbeach, there the purpose of the carbon is that Hashem has from it. That's why there's a concept of Reach Nichayach. But when it comes to a bama, it's all about Lohoitzi Milev Hatoyim. That's what it's all about. And as a result, there taka is no union of Reach Nichayach. But the point is, we're going to talk now about bringing carbonos on a bama, just to understand a little bit fundamentally, just as a basic introduction to today's daf. Number one, just the history of bamas, that's critical. And besides, just to have a little bit of a feel and an appreciation for what's going on, Rameir Simcha is very, very insightful in terms of understanding and delineating between the karbonis that were brought on a proper mizbeach versus the karbonis that were brought because a person felt this need and this urge to be able to bring a carbon.